the Apostle Paul uses the word soberly here in the book of Titus about 5 times. We have it in chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 2, in verse 2, chapter 2, in verse 4, chapter 2, in verse 6, again, we have it in chapter 2, in verse 12. We already have the meaning of soberly, where Brian and also Brother John mentioned to us. You know what kind of people are the Cretan? I'm not pronouncing it right anyway. You know what I mean? So the Apostle Paul told Titus, he described what kind of people are they in verse 12. One of them, even the prophet of their own, said that the creation are always liars, evil beasts, slow belly, or some translations just lazy, gluttons. What a description. What the grace of God reaches, eh? You know, sometimes you say the grace of God sometimes condemns the best of us and saves the worst of us. That's really grace, right? You know, when you think about, you study the gospel, even the woman in the well, imagine, 4 times, and the one she's leaving now is not her husband. But the grace of God, that's really the person of the Lord Jesus, right? And when you go to the gospel, you see it's really amazing grace. How sweet they sound. Even John Newton, you know, his biography, it's not very pretty. But the grace of God reached him, right? You know, being sober-minded, as I mentioned, 5 times mentioned here, sober-minded mentioned twice in chapter 1 in verse 8 and also in chapter 2 in verse 6. Not only teaching us to be sober-minded and also teaching us how to live in this world. You know, Peter has an idea about sober-minded. And again, I think about 5 times more mentioned, or 4 times more in Romans chapter 12, in verse 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Timothy, in relation to the elders, right? To be sober-minded. And again, in 1 Peter, notice Peter was saying, 2 Peter, so be sober-minded. Peter has an idea. He knows what it is. In verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope. You know, during the time of Peter, man wear long robes, right? Not today. But if you want to go faster, where are you going? You have kind of geared up, right? You can go faster. The same thing with a Christian life. Sometimes it's hindered. Many things hindered in our life. You know, the word godliness, especially when you study the book of Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy, mentioned again and again. Godliness or godlikeness. You know, the grace of God not only teaches us to be sober-minded, also teaches us to live. I remember the story one time of Moody, one of the evangelists. They asked him, Moody, do you have the grace to die. If I am called to die for the Lord Jesus, God will give me the grace to die for Him. You know, many Christians around this world is really giving their life. God will give us the grace. But Moody said, it's not a dying grace that we need. What we need is a grace to live for Him at this present time. Right? I wrote it down about John Newton. He says, I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be in this present, in this other world. But I am not what I used to be. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. You get it from the Apostle Paul, right? 1 Timothy chapter 15, the Apostle Paul said the same thing. I am, by the grace of God. You, brother and sister, you are where you are, by the grace of God. Truly amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You know, each one of us, dear brother and sister, we're going there by the grace of God. Grace alone that's saved. I think Ephesians mentioned is saved by grace. And no man can boast